I want to thank Paul for sharing, and I just want to share a couple of thoughts to really build on what Paul has said. Have you ever noticed that as human beings, we're really forgetful creatures? We really are, right? Put your keys in the same place so you don't forget. Put your glasses in the same place so you don't forget. And even then, we forget. The other day, I got out of the car, put the dog leash on the roof of the car, went into the garage, thought to myself as I was going to the garage, don't forget the dog leash. Went out to the car later, drove away with the dog leash on the top. I have no idea where the dog leash is now. Wife wasn't happy, all around a good thing. It's just we're forgetful creatures as human beings. And thus, it's easy for us to forget the sacrifices that have given us and others the incredible freedoms that we enjoy today. For most of us, as that young girl said, world wars are a distant memory. They're historical events. And with 500 veterans dying across Canada every year, it's easier and easier for us to forget. And yet I would suggest to you, as Paul has suggested to you, we must never forget. We must never forget the thousands of Canadians who sacrificed so that we and others can live in a society defined by liberty and freedom and democracy. We must never forget those who chose not to be bystanders, but to join the fight and defend freedom for the benefit of all of us and for the benefit of others in other countries. And we must never forget the men who died on the beaches of Dieppe and Normandy, and by doing so, helped bring the Holocaust to an end. We need to remember. And as we go into Remembrance Week, we need to remember and appreciate the freedoms that we have and so often take for granted in this country. We live, as much as we whine about it, we live in a great country, a free country, where every week we can gather together to worship without fear. We live in a country where we can freely express our opinions and our viewpoints, where we can experience democracy, where we can live peacefully. We need to remember as we go into this Remembrance Week that we truly live in an amazing country and we should appreciate our freedoms. We need to remember also the sacrifice of others. As we all know, the freedoms we enjoy in this country and others enjoy in other countries did not come cheaply. And yet it's so easy to forget the great costs that made our freedoms possible until we see pictures like this one. The freedoms we enjoy, we owe to them. To the over 115,000 Canadians who made the ultimate sacrifice, who gave their lives for others. To the over 180,000 Canadian men and women who have been wounded. And let's remember, those are not just numbers. Those are fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and sons and daughters. For those who endured war, as Paul mentioned, their memories are forever with them. My great uncle served as the chief photographer for the British Army in World War II in Burma. This is one of his pictures. And I always remember as a boy, he would bring out his photography, his albums from Burma, and they'd show the villages, and they'd show, but he'd never show the war pictures. But every now and then, he'd bring out a special album that he took pictures like this one, and he would tear up. And would get emotional. And he couldn't tell the stories because those memories were seared into him. We enjoy our freedoms because of the sacrifice of others. People who are willing to put their lives on the line for the sake of others. People who are willing to live out John 15:13, where it says, greater love hath no man than this, that he lays down his life for his friends. They paid the price, and we have reaped the benefit. And what should be the response of people who had someone else lay down their lives for them? There's only one appropriate response, and that's of extreme gratitude. And that's why we take a Sunday every year to say thank you and to remember And I'd also say this morning that we need to remember the impact of war. When we remember warfare, it's not just about heroism and victories. It's also about the effect of war on our world. In over 3,000 years of recorded world history, the world has only been at peace 268 of those years. In fact, since World War II, there has only been 26 days where there has not been a significant war in this world. Every day people are dying, their lives swallowed up by war. The effects of war on our world have been and continue to be massive. Thus, as we think about the brutality of war, we, as Christ followers, should be people of peace. We should be people who go out into our communities, into our homes, into our relationships, into our workplace, into our schools, as people of peace. We should also be people of prayer. People who ask the God of peace to bring peace. Not only should we be people of peace, not only should we be people of prayer, but I would suggest that we should be people that teach. A failure to teach the next generation to remember and honor the sacrifice of those who have gone before will lead to a failure to preserve the very things they died for. It's up to us to teach. And Remembrance Week, I would say to you, as Paul has said to you, is a good week to teach and to remember and to share with our children and our grandchildren about the sacrificial acts of others. And I'd also say that we should respond by living lives ourselves of service and sacrifice, lives that give the gift of freedom to others. We talk here at Sanage about living 6-8 lives out of Micah 6-8. For he has shown you, O person, what is good and what does the Lord require of you? 3 things, walk humbly with him and love mercy. And then Micah also says, you're to act justly. You're to stand up for what is right. You're to speak up against corruption and injustice. You're to treat people fairly. And while we're not called to tackle every injustice, we are called as individuals to do something. So what is the something that you're called to do? How are you in your life acting justly and giving the gift of freedom to someone else? And we can respond by never forgetting. We must never forget. We must always remember. We must always appreciate.